This season, four Michigan college football teams qualified for bowl games, and a fifth, Fair State, made it to the finals of the Division II playoffs. But when all five teams lost their game, it left thousands of fans in despair. Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubakin considers the good news, the bad news, and the future for these teams.
The latest college football bowl season might have gone worse for in-state teams, but it's hard to imagine how. First, the good news. Four state schools were invited to play in bowl games this year, while Fair State got to the final game of the Division II playoffs. Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan both earned bowl invitations in the same year, for only the second time in their long histories. But it all went downhill from there. Eastern lost on a last-second field goal to Georgia Southern in the Camellia Bowl, followed by Western getting blown out by Brigham Young in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. The Michigan Wolverines' historic 10-game winning streak ended when they were waxed by arch-rival Ohio State 62-39, the most points Michigan has ever allowed in regulation. That cost them a shot at the Big Ten title and a likely spot in the four-team national playoff. Instead, they got the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Atlanta, which for decades had been a mediocre bowl game for the likes of Indiana and Purdue. While the Peach Bowl had recently been elevated to a Super 6 game, which includes the Sugar, Orange, and Rose Bowls, it didn't feel like it for most Michigan fans who stayed away in droves. Likewise, four starting players opted to skip the Peach Bowl to stay healthy for the NFL draft. Nonetheless, the game provided the 7th-ranked Wolverines a great chance against the 10th-ranked Florida Gators to remove the bad taste left from the Ohio State game. In the first half, the two teams exchanged the lead before going to the locker room, with Michigan trailing just 13-10. But, like the Ohio State game, midway through the third quarter, a costly Michigan turnover opened the gates for the Gators. They proceeded to score 28 points that half, while holding Michigan to just 5. That left the Wolverines to ponder another embarrassing loss, 41-15. This predictably caused pundits and plenty of fans to conclude that the sky is falling, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh is a failure, and the Wolverines will never return to the promised land. Just the kind of overreactions college football games generate every weekend. There's no spinning the blowouts against Ohio State and Florida, where Michigan looked outcoached and outclassed. But those losses do not erase Michigan's 10-game winning streak either, fueled by the nation's best defense over that stretch. This season, the Wolverines dramatically improved their offense, thanks to transfer quarterback Shea Patterson and an offensive line that went from a liability to an asset. Michigan will lose some key players to graduation in the NFL draft, but the cupboard will still be stocked next season. After that demoralizing finish, hope seems a hard sell in Ann Arbor, but when objectivity returns, the future will look bright again. As miserable as Michigan fans might feel right now, the Spartans would gladly trade for their lot. After Mark D'Antonio resurrected the program by winning 11 games or more 5 times in 6 years, the Spartans have fallen back to mediocrity. The reason? An offense that averaged an anemic 8 points the last 4 games, capped by a loss in the lowly Red Box Bowl by the score of 7-6. Remember, this was football, not baseball. If D'Antonio does not fire his play caller, Dave Warner, don't expect any improvement next year either. True, all four in-state teams lost their bowl games, but on the bright side, ESPN made lots of money on every one of them. Guess that's not much consolation after all.